Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. And so it begins.
Yeah?
The slow goodbye. Probably slower for you than us.
I don't know. You're thinking, God, when did we say you wanted him to stick around to? It's like, just get it over with and move on.
So. Yeah, it's just going to be weird, man. It's like getting a divorce and having your wife interview your girlfriends. We're going to have people start sitting in with us who want Mark's job. At this point, I think there are officially less people who don't want your job. I think everyone just, I mean, that's a big compliment.
No, it's very to me. Nice. It's
not
very
so
nice.
Much to you, but it's, yeah.
Well, and it's, I think part of it too is.
So crazy. Every single person has said, I can do a way better job than him.
Yeah, they all take that same approach. Like, if you liked him, my God.
I would expect that, you know, come on. I believe it. Yeah, you know, come on.
Just kidding.
No. The, forgot again.
Wow.
I got a lot of that going
on. Wow, you're
I might
just
be getting
barely
just,
gonna make it out.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing that this is happening.
You know what, Rach, what's gonna happen? He's gonna forget he quit.
Yep. It just keeps showing up.
As long as we just stop talking about it, he'll just show up for work.
I was gonna say, I mean, it's last week two times I went to Union Station, tried to get in work there, and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with
sir,
you?
Be honest. Have you had any moments of panic yet where you're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done it?
Absolutely.
Tell us about one of them.
Okay.
Is when you walk in and you see our faces every day.
Yep.
Right.
You think, I can't do this to them.
Yeah. What? when I was writing all the material for Tim the other day,
Tim,
the Phyllis Diller stuff, which he killed, which you know he's going to use when he's at Funny Bone.
Mm-hmm.
I better get credit.
Phyllis Diller better get credit.
Yeah. She's not around anymore. But anytime you make a decision, and I'm one of those guys that goes to bed and then just rolls around in his head over and over. And let's face it, any decision you make, Mike Trout just signed that deal for $434 million, it might not work out for him, although even if it does,
Can I guess it does?
So
He probably regrets it.
It might not work out for him.
Him signing a $438 million deal is not the same as me leaving. I thought it was on the same level. But no, you question everything you do. Everything you do, every day I question. Hell, man, I go eat dinner and I'm
remember
like,
when
I
we
order?
Had the author of The Paradox of Choice on, a scholar who said that, look, we have too many choices.
Mm-hmm.
Three is the optimal amount of choices, whether it's people you're going to have a romantic relationship with or it's salad dressing or whatever it is. More than that, it's paralyzing. And another interesting thing to me was the best way to set up a decision is to make it irrevocable. That they did these studies with college students, and if they could take back a purchase, they just stewed over it.
Oh, absolutely.
But if it was, hey, no takesy-backsies, you learn to live with it.
Absolutely.
You're fine.
You make a decision, and you live with that decision.
Yeah.
And it's...
Well, you broke this one, so, you know, good for you.
No, I feel...
Have you had any real moments of... I think I'm going to go take it back.
No.
Mm-mm. Do you feel it's an option to take it back?
I don't know. I don't.
No, I didn't know if you would close that off in your mind. Like, there's no way.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's up to me anyway. I mean, if like I said.
Wheels are moving now.
Yep. I was going to say it. The train's left
the
station.
Conveyor belt's going.
I was going to say, you'll see me standing outside that door 2 weeks from now. Please let me back in.
Apply for your own job.
Could you replace Mark Lowe's? I don't know. The guy is awfully, awfully talented. No, I feel it's, again, I think it's at a point in my life where it's time to kind of make some changes and stuff. And like I said, I'll do some part-time stuff and bank around a junk and who knows. And
Can I also promote? So Monday, we're going to have Bo Matthews, who
good
a lot
man.
Of people know from
like Bo.
Country music. I've
excited
known Bo.
Excited to meet him.
He's a good guy.
Almost my entire career.
Yeah.
Great dude. Good, he'll be in
dude.
Here. And then also Monday at 5 p.m., We have a very special hour, and that's all I can tell you. I know what it is, and one other person knows what it is, and that's it. And it's serious. No one else is leaving.
Doesn't have to do with Mark, right?
It has nothing to do with Mark. Whew. No one else is leaving the show. It's nothing like that. but it's very important.
Okay.
And so make sure that you're here at 5 p.m. on it's not an announcement of any kind.
Okay.
I also wanted to double back. So last week on Wednesday, I posted in 2 weeks, major feature coming back to the DGS. I feel like that's kind of been overshadowed by Mark announcing that he was leaving on Monday.
Way to go, Mark.
That's still happening
right
on Wednesday. A feature that people miss is returning to the show.
I'm eating popcorn.
You know, and I saw that feature was,
mm-hmm.
and I almost decided to stay.
It's
a good feature. It's a great feature.
Mark, I've been telling you about this for months.
I know, but I didn't pay attention. I think it's a really good idea. I like that idea. Not all the ideas you come up with, I'm fond of.
You didn't say that.
Well, no. We've always been truthful.
I don't like everything you wear.
Yeah. Those? You're wearing that? I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. And I think it was a good idea to ask people to come in and, you know, see if they're interested in taking this position. And, you know.
And here's the thing. When we do give your chair, as we call it in the business, to someone else, we're not going to know.
Oh.
You're not going to know. You just can't know.
Right.
You can go back to the romantic relationship thing. You can meet someone who on paper is wonderful.
Right.
You know, there's no like red flags. And they're very nice, and they're attractive, and you like them, and you have fun. But if you were to move in with them, you might hate them.
Right. You probably don't remember, but the first show I did with you, you were not real happy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You went to Jeff.
Did I really?
Yes.
What'd I say?
You said, get him out. No, I think you might have said something. He's doing okay, but he needs to talk a little less.
Less?
Less.
That's hard to imagine.
Yeah. And I told Jeff, I said, you know what? I get it. It's the Dave Glover Show, and I'm just trying to fit in. I'll speak when I'm spoken to.
See, I would have.
I will become a reactor.
And that was kind of.
That's your origin story.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm not calling you a liar, even though you say you're the world's greatest, but it's way more believable to me that I said the opposite, because I've spoken to several people now who want your job, who are in the industry, and they've asked what I'm looking for, and it's never compared to you. Like, well, Mark did this, I want you to do that. But I've said, I like a really lively, talkative room. Jeff Allen and I disagree about this. Jeff's old school. Jeff does not like crosstalk.
Right.
I do. Now, I wouldn't want 4 hours of crosstalk.
Right.
But crosstalk to me means passion. It means people are into something, whether they're arguing or they're trying to one-up each other being funny. I would way rather have any of you, maybe not Andrew, be aggressive than to be laid back.
Right. Well, and again, this was my first day, and it was kind of weird trying to fit in and stuff. But I will
say, that's been 10 years ago. I was probably way more insecure back then. Like, hey, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And I probably talk like that.
Yeah, who's this dude? But you are good about you. Pretty much anybody walks by the door and they're like, bring them in, which I love. And I think people get a kick out of it. And the whole idea of back in the day, when I started radio, we had one radio station in the building that was it. You couldn't even mention another radio station. If I would have mentioned it, said, hey, I was out with my buddy so-and-so from another station, I'd get called into the office. You don't talk about the competition.
Well, believe me, they didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Like when I started doing that, even when I would, I've been making fun of KMOX forever.
Right.
And now they're our sister station. Mm-hmm. And I've always been friends. I've been friends with Debbie for a very long time. Been very friendly with Reardon very long time. Charlie Brennan. It was fun. Tongue in cheek. It was my version of being Letterman, you know?
Right.
But even back then, both Jeff and Rick Bayless would say, don't ever mention Franco Pinion. Don't ever mention KMOX. And I would say, guys, people know they're there.
Yeah, it's no surprise.
Yeah.
And the fact that like Trish comes in and Jill comes in and Tim, it's an open, I love that. And it's, you know, that's the other thing is that the people have been in radio a long time, and that's you included now. We know everybody. We're friends with everybody. We don't, you know, if we go somewhere and see something, we don't turn around and walk away from them. We're all buddies, man. We're all, Yeah. It's like baseball players.
I really can't imagine that there's anyone who's been in the business more than 10 years that has a rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean, we have rivalries.
Sure.
I get pissed if Mark Cox has higher ratings than me. He's on my team.
Right.
So certainly, I'll look at Rizzuto's ratings or anyone and go like, damn it, these guys are crushing it.
Right.
But I don't wish them ill.
No, no. And people really do think, it's just, are you thinking about ways that you're going to destroy the competition? It's like, no. I mean, I'd like to be better than them.
It's too much work.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't put that time and effort into it. But yeah, we all, and that's the other thing about radio. It's so incestuous. Everybody works with everybody over and over, over and over again. You know, 20 years from now, you and I, the four of us, we'll be somewhere together.
I am
in heaven.
Me before you, hopefully. So.
Head and orgy. God, what is so soft? Oh, hello, Mark.
Who's cold feet?
Oh, that's right.
You again.
I could never make the key parties. Oh, I got the key to the guy with the cold feet. Oh, damn.
Speaking of Letterman, did you guys see that he was on Ellen DeGeneres the other day and he claims that he stayed on TV a decade too long?
Really?
Yeah, he's like, everybody was too afraid to fire me. I should have been gone 10 years ago, which is, of course, not true. And everyone was super sad whenever he left. I wonder whenever you're out for 4 years like he has, if you'll be looking at it saying, I should have retired the second I turned 60,
right,
or if you will have wished that you would have hung on.
I find Letterman annoyingly self-deprecating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like we all know everyone loves
show.
You.
His
yeah.
show where he interviews people and he goes, well, and they go, well, Dave, you know, you did a great job. Oh, no. Come on already.
I'm just a big idiot.
Yeah, no, you've sucked.
Yeah, and he's still playing that game. Get over it.
Yeah.
It's like you were there. No one's going to keep you around if they don't want, because you're a swell guy.
Maybe Letterman stayed 10 years longer for him, but right. I think Letterman could still have a job.
Oh, I do too.
Jon Stewart could absolutely still have a job.
Yep.
You're not going to find better, and I would hope if I decide to do this until I'm 70 or 75, that there would be an audience for that. Maybe it's not 25-year-olds, but right. I would hope that my voice would still be relevant. Look at Britt Hume, 75.
Amazing.
Chris Wallace is 71. Rush Limbaugh's pushing 70. You know, it really isn't about age.
No.
But there are people who are those ages who are like a million, and they just have nothing left to say.
Oh, right.
But
right.
if you keep relevant, and it's not like me, much less them, are going to, like Rach said something today. I don't even remember what phrase you used, Rach, but it was some phrase I'd never heard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
can't say it on the radio.
Right. I'm like, what?
She says a lot of those.
But here's the thing. That's not because I'm not cool. It's because I'm 54.
Exactly.
When Rach is 54,
right.
Someone's going to say something. She'll be like, I don't know.
And I knew I was taking a leap, too, whenever I said it. And I didn't expect.
But I get it without you even explaining it. Right. I just didn't know that people said that.
Right.
Right.
So, hello, Sue.
Hi. I kind of want to know what that phrase is.
I'll tell
now.
You on the break.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty obscene. But it really captures the way Rachel thinks.
Wow.
This is the single worst popcorn I've ever had in my life, and I can't stop eating it.
Keep eating it.
Yep.
What is it?
Someone made it in one of those little tiny.
You know what it is?
It just didn't have anything on it.
Yeah, you got to load it down.
I wonder if that's a permanent fixture, that little popcorn maker. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we get someone who actually knows how to make popcorn to make
Yikes.
Popcorn.
Damn.
It needs more butter. But it, I mean, I still ate some of it too, so.
I've got a niece who's graduating from high school this year and going off to college, and I'm trying to think what to buy her as a gift. And I thought about a popcorn popper. Do you still need that in your dorm room? Do you care?
Doesn't everybody eat microwave popcorn?
Or does so everybody? Much fat. Yeah.
It might be kind of neat, but it also might just take up room in her dorm.
Get her a monkey.
Not that.
Wow.
I hadn't thought of that, Dave.
You should have.
Yeah.
Conversation starter.
That's true.
Company.
She'd get, think of the date she'd get. Go to pick up your date and she comes walking
she'd
out with
get
a
her
monkey.
A mini fridge if she doesn't have a mini fridge. Those are like $60 now. I wanted a mini fridge so bad growing up and then I didn't go to, you know, a dorm college. I went to Lewis and Clark, so I never got these. Now I'm an adult with my own fridge.
So you skipped that.
Ooh. I skipped the mini fridge portion of life.
Mini fridges are cool.
Yeah, I never had one in college. Maybe, I'll look into that.
I don't think they made them when I was in college.
No.
I don't think anyone had ever thought of making it smaller.
Mm-mm.
Yes,
then they got bigger.
They
did.
Scientists just sat and stared at refrigerators like, yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
It's all I got.
Could we make it smaller, perhaps?
Can I tell you something about refrigerators? There's no need for anything but, and I still say they're superior, you open up the door and there are shelves.
Uh-huh.
You open up the top, there's a freezer.
Uh-huh.
Like all the little compartments and the this and that. You're like, this is where you put your cheese rolls.
Yep.
No one ever does that. And if you do, I don't want to hang out with you.
Sometimes a vegetable crisper is
Thank you. I like a crisper.
Well, I don't want to hang out with either of you.
Yeah. But the, now the one is they have the cameras on the inside. You've seen, and you go shopping and you punch up a code so you can see what's in your refrigerator so you know what to buy. Shut up. You don't even deserve her. Just shut up. Take it back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
326 DGS. We have the think tank coming up today. Tomorrow's normal, right? We have our buddy Tris Gazelle hanging out during the 5 p.m.
Yep. Nice. Are we doing what game are we playing?
I don't think we're playing a game. I think we're playing the Gazelle game.
Yeah, we might play a game if she wants to play, but she's going to do
just
a little Trish segment for us.
Going to do a little dance. Make a little love.
Get down tonight.
Down. That's right.
Get down tonight.
Real question. If you, a wizard, shows up and says, I can take you back, Mark Close, being 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you still get to marry Fern if you want. You still get to have Beaner. It's not like one of those, change one thing, it all changes. You can do exactly the same thing. You can go into radio. You can never go to KMOX. You can stay at Casey. You can whatever. Or you can go be a barber. You've already lived this career. Would you do the same thing because you loved it so much? Or would you say, I'm going to try something else?
No, I think I would. I tried a couple of things. I was a service writer at a car dealer for about a week.
What's that mean?
Yeah. Where they come in and go, what's wrong with your car? And you write it out and go, okay, the brakes are bad. Then you turn it over to the mechanic. So as a service writer, I did that for a week. I sold cars for about 3 or 4 months.
How was that, Mark? Were you good at that?
Car sales?
Yeah.
No, because what happens is like, well, you know, this one here is so-and-so, and I don't know. Okay, goodbye. I can't close. I can't. And those people again are really good that know how to like go, you know, look at and go, well, if I do this, it's too small. Well, no, just lose weight and you'll fit in fine. There's people can come up with answers to any kind of objections you have. To me, it seems like, I don't know.
You weren't a hard sell person.
I was not a hard sell person. I had enjoyed it while I did it, but
It's probably also hard for a frugal person to pressure another person into spending money.
Yes.
If you don't feel like they... That was always hard for me in sales. I got over it, but it was always hard. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. You don't need to spend the money on this.
Save your money.
Yeah.
Love of God. So, I think I would probably... There was a couple of choices that I made over the years. You know, when I left music radio when I was 30 because I was too old to play rock music.
But, you know, it made sense back then. The whole, like, don't trust anyone over 30.
Sure it did. And, you know, and jumped around a couple places that I had opportunities that I agreed to without signing contracts where I could have went back, you know. But, back then you shook somebody's hand. That was a deal, man. That was if you said, hey, all right, good, we got it. You didn't sign anything. And I felt, that's the reason I went to a couple places because I had done that, then being offered something better. But I had already committed.
What part of your career do you wish you could do over again? Like, I think I could do that better.
Oh. I don't know about, it would have to be because to do it better or just go back and have more fun with it or just enjoyed
it. Either one.
Yeah. I mean,
I would like to know how good of an attorney I could have been if I would have tried. And I'll never know that again.
Yes.
Because it's become a joke. It's become a meme or a trope or whatever. I was a bad attorney. I mean, it wasn't that bad because I got hired at two really big, fancy firms. I did really well in law school. One, I just didn't care enough. I was a bad employee. I was young. I was more concerned with partying and stuff. Just lazy. But I would like to go back and
apply yourself.
Apply myself.
And see how far you could go. I get it. I absolutely get that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's a couple of radio stations maybe I worked at. Yeah, I don't think I phoned it in, but there were some days I probably didn't knock it out of the park.
Do you think there's anything, for example, going back to being an attorney, I didn't get it. I didn't see the overall. Now, I understood that there's a major lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 55-year-old gray-haired partner who's going to try the case. You're the 25-year-old punk who's going to go research things. I understood, but I didn't get it.
The big picture?
The big picture. And maybe I still don't get it about this job, mm-hmm. although I think I get it better. Do you feel like over the years there was anything about your radio career where you're like, oh, I never really put that together?
No, I remember at Casey early on, we're freeform, we're playing whatever we want, we're hippies. Me a hippie. So we're hippies. And it was the on-air guys against the salespeople. Because any commercial, what are you screwing up? I was trying to play a side of Pink Floyd. I was going to do this, and you got to run stupid ads, you know. And
you got to keep this station on the air.
That's your problem. See, but that's it. A lot of those guys never got the big picture. Me, being the money-grubbing mother I've always been, I knew it walking in going, hey, I get the big picture. If we're not bringing in ads, this is not going to work. I was also, it was funny, Casey, because I was not one of the really hardcore hippie types, shorter hair, didn't do drugs, none of that. So they could trot me out in front of clients and go, okay, not every one of these guys is an earth dog.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, and not to
you
say
didn't scare people.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd say, oh, he looks pretty, you know, he went to Catholic high school, and he's pretty clean cut, and he's, you know, and it helped my career, and it brought money in. And let's face it, I can't, you know, bottom line is bottom line. You help bring money into a radio station, you become more popular. But I kind of looked at that and got, okay, you can't have one without the other. And there's still people in the business that don't get that point.
Yeah.
They don't
Amen.
Get it.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's got to pay the freight, you know, and it's commercials
that do it.
That's one
thing I've always been really, really honest about from really early on in my career was like, look, we exist to sell you stuff.
Yes.
We're doing a show.
Yes.
And we take the show very seriously. And between commercials, all I care about is entertaining you.
Mm-hmm.
But radio and television and newspapers exist to suck you in. And now online, you want to be the most attractive thing so that someone looks at you and you look over at Sue Thomas and she goes, hotly cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we exist for.
Yep. Yeah.
The day the advertising goes away.
Right.
It's just,
you know.
And I would say at that point it's a podcast, but that's not true because podcasts exist to
right.
sell things.
Right. And if you're not, and then you look at public radio or public, like Channel 9, our KWMU
mm-hmm.
is public. They're not running commercials, but three or four times a year, they're asking for money.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay the electric bill. It's got to come from somebody.
Yeah.
And please join us and be in membership. I get it, but it's got to come from somewhere.
That's one of my problems, and maybe I'm just not, and I don't mean this to be self-deprecating. I really mean it. Maybe I'm not smart enough, but that's one of my problems with progressives. Is just the very basic Jack Gloverism of life, which is someone's got to pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's a family or a meal or a country or a globe. Someone, we need stuff.
Yes.
And stuff costs money. So unless you're just going to do without stuff, who's going to pay for this while you're all out doing whatever you want to do?
Right. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
And if it's me, kiss my ass. I'm not going to just work harder so you can work less?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, somebody's got to pay the dime, man. There's got to be somebody.
And here's the big one. Here is the big one. What I don't understand is I would understand this. Hey, look, my generation or my political persuasion, we don't want what you had.
Mm-hmm.
We want something simpler and we want blah, blah, blah. And we really appreciate the fact that you have busted your ass. And you continue to, and we want 70% of your taxes, and we just can't thank you enough. I would understand that. What I don't understand is you dirty money grubbing,
oh, yeah,
capitalist fascist.
Yeah.
Now give me all your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's all the tax dollars coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's from the cats that make the money in the middle.
At least say thank you.
Yeah. It would be nice. And instead of vilifying us and going, you know, you're no good, and like, all right, take us out of the equation and see how.
And that's
well
why
you
I always use the analogy of a family, that it's like, hey, teenager who's contributing nothing, don't get salty with mom and dad, you know,
mm-hmm.
or at least don't criticize mom and dad for going to work every day,
right?
When that's the only way you're eating,
exactly. Well, how many times, all of us growing up, you'd get in your parents' face and you're like, yeah, and they'd go, you know what? When you get old enough and you can go out and get your own place and pay for your own food, you can stay up all night and do whatever you want. But when you're under my roof, yep, and it's true.
It is true.
It's true. It's like I've said, a kid's got no rights whatsoever. Just shut up and do what your parents tell you to do.
Having a 24-year-old and 14-year-old, I have a different perspective than I did 30, 20, 10 years ago. I'll have a different one when I'm your age and when I'm my mom's age. But it really is interesting how just everyone gets their chance at life. Now, I don't mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not everyone gets a chance to do everything. Mm-hmm. Some people live to be 10 years old. But I'm just saying that for people who live a lifespan, you get to be a kid, you get to be a teenager, you get to be young and in love. You get to get your heart trampled on. You get to have a family, you know, and, mm-hmm. and one of these days, little snotty 14-year-old Phoebe, someone will be rolling their eyes at her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be the grandma. And then she'll be dead. It's just weird that we keep doing this thousands of generations in a row.
Yeah.
Then that makes it a little funny that you guys are complaining about it, because obviously the only way that people grow out of that is for them to grow out of it. They're not going to hear this and be like, you're right, I should respect you more. It just doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
Well, there was never a point in my life, just me personally, I might have thought my mom and dad were stupid, or I might have thought that the 50-year-old class of people didn't get it, but I would have never, ever thought, you guys should pay so I can do something and screw you, by the way. I would have never thought that.
Me neither.
I might have wanted what they had, and I'm salty about it. But I would have thanked them.
So what do you think the difference is? People are just more spoiled?
That's a great question.
If you've gotten everything you've wanted, wouldn't you keep assuming that you continue to get what you want, whether or not you put the work in?
Absolutely. And so if we've set people up...
I just don't understand the animosity towards someone you need.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you're spoiled rotten, then you don't get it. There's never been a lesson to learn, so why do you expect them to have learned a lesson?
Yeah. You can pick from the cafeteria choices of positions, but you can't pick these two at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Except when you can, because people enable people like that.
Yes.
You can pick both. We are living in an age where you absolutely can pick both of those positions, and people make it okay for you.
And that's the difference.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Up until probably the last 5 years even. Like, it was 2011 when Occupy Wall Street was here, and everyone thought that they were stupid. Mm-hmm. Even liberals thought, my God, guys, quit embarrassing yourself. And now it's you know, lauded.
Mm-hmm.
And that, right, that you really hit it. That's the big difference. There have always been people like that. We called them immature babies, but everyone called them an immature baby. And then they grew up.
Right.
And I'm not saying that anyone who's ever been left or liberal is a baby. I'm just saying that you weren't this level of. Now, if you want to say I just call them producers, people who support themselves. You don't have to be a millionaire, but people who support themselves, don't take a lot from the government, take care of themselves and their family, make money, pay taxes. If you want to say to producers, we don't need you, we don't want you. Why don't you just go somewhere else? We'll do this on our own. I have a lot more respect for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 346 Think Tank coming up at 5. Go to 971.com/merch. We are pretty close to sold out on the baseball tees, but we're ordering more. Sold a bunch of beanies, but you know, it's almost no longer beanie season. Looking at maybe doing a ball cap, but that wouldn't be here for another month or so. And there are 22 Mark Close shirts left in the world.
Wow.
So get them or don't.
I don't know if I'm... I almost wore mine the other day, but it just, I started walking on
here
a
light. Here or in the world?
In the world. I was going to go out in the weekend. I had it on. I walked out. I go, can't do it. Just can't do it. Yeah, I took it off and hung it back up. And
takes a real man to wear their own apparel.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Not going to mention any names, Glover, but it does. So,
Rach, you got stuff?
I do. I am looking at an article here that says, Goldman Sachs says half of all the junior bankers it hires must be women. The firm has set aspirational goals of having half of all new analysts and entry-level associates hired in the U.S. be women, 11% black, and 14% Latino. They say the targets are aspirational, they have access to an incredible talent pool, and they believe they can be achieved.
Let me say something controversial. Who's this, Goldman Sachs?
Yes.
I applaud their morals. Mm-hmm. But if Goldman Sachs said that, and Close and Zimmerman said, we're going to hire the best brokers available.
I know where
that's
I'm going.
That's where I want my money.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with men being better than women or straight people being better than gay people or anything else. It's just, and I'll tell you this too, and I swear to God this is true. I feel the same way about med school and law school and whole bit. If the top 200 people that want to get into WashU Law happen to be Hispanic women, done. 100% Hispanic women, great. If 100% of them are Asian gay people, done. Congratulations to you. I don't care. I don't care. But when you start making quotas, something's going to fall through the cracks.
Absolutely.
It's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
Rach, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I get it so much more even with schools than I do hiring in the workplace. That's crazy to me. I think that if you were to just hire the best people, that's automatically going to include at least 50% women. And it's going to include more diverse people that you want at your company. But whenever you start aiming like that, when you start aiming that 11% have to be black and 14% have to be Latino and they have to be women, that just seems kind of crazy. I don't think it's necessarily morally wrong. It just feels like, what are you really trying to do other than virtue signal at that point? To just show, we're the company that hired the Latino women.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I would be probably more impressed if you were hiring that woman because she was great and not because you were required to interview her.
Not that you would turn it down, but what if you were going for a job, you, Rachel, and you were going up against someone who you just knew was better than you.
Mm-hmm.
They had 10 years more experience. They had a bigger whatever portfolio, what have you. But they went with you because you're a woman. Would you be pissed? Would you say like, woohoo, good?
That would hurt if I knew that was the reason why. Mm-hmm. I think if that were to happen, I would hope it was because, oh, they see something in me. They think they can mold me. They think that I have a lot of potential. But if I found out, it was just because we needed to make that diversity hire, we needed to check a box, that would hurt.
And by the same token, no pun, you can be out quoted that they need a female and they really want Rachel Zimmerman but there's a Hispanic woman mm-hmm. with less experience, mm. and she's not quite got your personality, but we're going to go with her.
Yep. Yep.
You can always be the person who gets screwed out of a job.
And you would think, with Goldman Sachs, somebody's working with them, making investments with them, maybe their investments don't turn out really well, and they come back later and go, I'm coming after you because you didn't hire the best people.
Yeah.
You just hired who you thought was. You didn't give it. In other words, you're always talking about you're the best investment company out there. Why aren't you hiring the best people? And I get it's a PR move and like well, Ray also said, but still.
It's the Harvard thing that Harvard's doing the opposite because evidently, if Harvard went just based on incoming test scores, it would be 80% Asian students.
Yep. And it should be.
It should be.
The best people should get in.
I agree.
And if you can't get in, try a little harder.
Try harder.
Diversity hires like this make so much more sense when we're talking about an internship. Because I've said in the past,
I agree.
There are plenty of white kids who have their very successful white parents.
Yeah. You turn me around on that.
Who can make a phone call and get them in anywhere. But there are lots of minorities who don't already have those pre-existing connections. I am all for making an internship like that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to grow into a great person for that position. That's a little bit more of an organic of a step than I need a black woman for this job.
Yeah.
It just feels better for everybody rather than like, we'll plug you in and we'll put you in this entry-level position, even though you have less than entry-level experience.
I'm also perfectly fine with scholarships that if an African-American person said, I'm going to donate $100,000 and I'm going to pay X tuition for the top African-American incoming student, I got no problem.
No problem.
The same way if I said, I'm going to set up a scholarship for kids from South Roxana. Hartford need not apply.
Yep.
I think that's fine, too.
If you're spending the money, you should be able to dictate where it goes. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
I also don't like stuff like this because it plays into the new wave of young white men who feel victimized and are like, man, we're the new minority. I'm who society really hates. I don't necessarily think we're at that spot yet, but whenever I read articles like this, I see why people mm-hmm. like that make that leap.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you're basically telling me I shouldn't apply at Goldman Sachs.
Sure.
It also implies, okay, so we're saving half of these spots. So the other half are automatically going to white men. The whole thing feels
Seems
condescending.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Exactly. That it would make me feel as whatever fill in the blank mm-hmm. protected group I was that, oh, so what you really want are white men.
Right.
And if I'm right. But you're going to throw us a bone over here and hire some minorities and some ladies. Teresa on Twitter says, why don't companies just stop asking the gender of applicants?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Blind. You know what? You know what they're using? Robots. They're using robots to interview people.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That evidently have no built-in bias, mm-hmm. and then they're making the decision based on, but people are complaining because they want a bias.
Yeah.
And I get it. We've had a bias. I'm not dumb. I know that I've had an easier time, although I came from no money or no connections, but I'm sure I had an easier time than a lot of people. And so there was a bias. But I don't think you fix a bias with more bias. And maybe I'm just wrong. But it doesn't seem to make sense to me. To me, you remove the biases the best you can, and then you start playing the game. And maybe it'll take generations before certain groups catch up. And I'm not against, like, we argued about this a few mm-hmm. times, Rachel and I, about the whole internship thing. But she's right. Nick Glover I can make a phone call.
Absolutely.
And get him an interview.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't do that.
Right. And then with an internship, like you said, you can prove yourself. That's
providing an opportunity to get a foot in the door that they would have never been able, or it seems mm-hmm. like they would have never been able to get. That makes so much more sense to me than hiring someone in and hoping that it goes well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.